Kodesh Tov, thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began over 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Rivi'i, the 30th and final day of the month of Nisan. Today is the 15th day of the Omer. Today and tomorrow are Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim. ou.org/Tehillim call. Please keep in mind the three children whom we've been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Deborah. Each of them have a complete, bitterly, Refuah, Shalema, and all of those in need of a Refuah, all those in need of protection. My nephew went into Rafia, went into Rafa yesterday with his unit. They all then come out, they made it be successful, come out safe, completely as a unit, whole and healthy. And whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we dial in each and every day to the call, may all of our tefillos be answered with tova for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Ari Dembitzer, a Beth Israel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Dembitzer slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, the Mishaberach, or Sahal, the Mishaberach, or the Shvuim, those who are so tragically held captive. And Rabbi Dembitzer will conclude with the Mishaverach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Dembitzer.
Thank you so much. Big honor to be presenting. Obviously, our learning and davening, as Rabbi Herman just mentioned, should be merit for all those in harm's way, both in the IDF and those that need a refuah, and obviously our hostages as well. May they come home to their families. So today, as was mentioned, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and this is the bridge between the month of Nisan and the month of Sivan. And Nisan, we obviously talk about the big open miracles, the story of Pesach. And Shavuos has the receiving of the Jewish people receiving the Torah. And in between, we have this period or this month called Iyar. Shem Yishmuel has a beautiful idea that connects the 12 months of the year with the 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, starting from the first month of Nisan corresponds to the tribe of Reuven. Second month of Iyar corresponds to Shimon, and then third month, Levi going forward. And he explains that if you look, if you understand what these names of these Shvatim mean, Reuven is from an expression of seeing, Re'ia. Shimon means to essentially Shema, to hear, Lishmoa, to hear. And he explains what's the difference between seeing and hearing. Seeing, well, many differences, but seeing, I'm able to really be clear when I see something. I have proof. It seems to be something that is very solid or that it's very convincing. However, I tend to see something. When I look at something, I tend to only see it superficially or externally. I don't really understand the mechanisms or what's happening beyond the surface. As opposed to hearing, when I'm shomea, when I hear something, it gives me the opportunity to hear about everything that goes beyond the surface. It says the Sacha Chever Rebbe, the Shem Yishmuel, that the month of Nisan represents a time when we have such clarity. Obviously, we just finished Pesach. of which Hashem performs these open miracles, and things are obvious. I have this obvious connection with Hashem, obvious connection with God, because he's overturning nature for us. And as a result, I have this real clarity. I know what the right thing to do is, because God made it obvious to me to follow in his ways. However, the second month of Shimon, of Iyar, is not so obvious. The difference, or the second month, essentially the month that we are now in, or going into, is about us going beyond the surface. It's not clear. All the chagim, or the holidays, all the days, the sad days as well, that we talk in the month of Iyar, that we commemorate, are not clear days. As an example, we have next week, obviously, we have Yom HaTzma'ot, Yom Zikaron, which obviously parts of our Jewish community don't necessarily celebrate a Yom HaTzma'ot. Some do. Some are opposed to it. This is what makes us a beautiful nation. And then we have, or before that, the Yom HaZikaron, which is obviously a very sad day in which we remember all the heroes of the state of Israel, the people of Israel, and specifically today, for sure, more than ever, it's more meaningful to the nation of Israel. And that's next week. And then we have a day like Lag BaOmer, a day like Pesach Sheni. These are days that not everybody commemorates, or not everybody sees value in the days, but there are definitely parts of our Jewish community, and I'm going to imagine most people on this call, that fully commemorate those days, whether it's a celebratory day or a sad day that gives us a lot of introspection. These are days that have a lot of meaning beyond the surface. It's not obvious. When we, as the Jewish people, experience what we've been experiencing this past year, we have to understand that we have to go beyond the surface. It's not the obvious days of Nisan. It's the difficult days, but yet also incredibly joyous days of Iyar. The celebration that we experience in the month of Iyar sometimes comes after a tremendous time of pain and time of difficulty. And this is the difference between children are essentially an adult. When a baby is born and their parent leaves the room and they're not able to see the parent, they cry. But when they get older, they recognize that perhaps the parent is right next door. And that's the lishmoa. That's the ability to hear or go beyond the surface, to not necessarily judge things externally. And it's related to the time period that we're in, obviously, in the Sfiras HaOmer and the counting the Omer, which really the students are Rabbi Akiva die because they don't treat each other with respect and kavod. But if we're able to not judge things superficially, just on the outside, externally, we're able to hear perhaps what's beyond the surface, we start appreciating other, we start giving kavod, we start giving value, we start giving weight to others, even if perhaps on the outside they seem to be different than me or seem to challenge me, I have to go beyond the surface. And that's the fixing. And essentially, Ani, or Iyar, which is an acronym of Ani Hashem Refecha, which means that Hashem heals us. Hashem is ultimately going to be the one that heals us from the difficulty. And specifically this year, with this tremendous difficulty and pain of this past year, of us needing very much comfort, and the nation of Israel needing to experience good tidings, needing to see how there's going to be light, and there is light, and we just have to be able to reveal it and perhaps be a little bit more patient to see how perhaps the pain and the difficulty gives birth to something incredible, something with offering a tremendous amount of light, which is, I believe, and I'm sure everybody on this call believes, right beyond the corner, right beyond the hill, for us to be able to experience this incredible joy, this incredible light. The counting of the Omer, which really leads us to Shavuos, also connects us from the month of Nisan to the month of Sivan, through the month of Iyar. And in order for us to really receive the Torah in its full glory, in its full way, we have to experience and go through the teachings of Iyar, for us to be deep, for us to not just see, but as the first mitzvah that we have, becoming children to adults, is Shema. And Shema means that we have to go beyond the surface to be able to experience, to be able to have a relationship with the Creator, relationship with each other, relationship with ourselves in a much deeper way, which really is symbolized by Shimon, symbolized by Shomea, symbolized by listening. Ani Hashem Rufecha, may Hashem grant us really a refuah and a healing, and may protect IDF, Tzahal, all the hostages, and all of the cholim amongst Israel. And now I will continue with Tehillim. Tehillim, Psalm 20, Perek Chaf. Lam Netzeach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Dinay Biyom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Umitzion Yisadeko. Yiskar Kol Minchosecha, Volascha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Kivavecha V'chol Atzatzcha Yimalei. Eradin Abishua Secha V'shem Elein Nidgol. Malei Adinoi Kol Mishaldo Secha. Ata Yidati Hikoshi Adinoi Mishicho. Yaneyu Mishmei Kocho V'gvros Eishayim Ino. Eile Barechev Yile Vasusim Anachnu V'shem Aninoi Eleinu Naskir. Himo Karu V'nafu V'anachnu Kanu V'anu Saudad. Adoyino Yoshia Melech Yaneinu. Yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel 23. Yizmar LeDavid. Adoyinoi Roi Loechzar. Vinosteshe Yaviteni. Almei Menuchos Yen Haleini. Nav Shiyishove Yancheni Bemagli Tzedek. Lema'an Shemo. Gam Kielech Vigeitz Hamaves. Lo Yirara Kiata Imadi Shiftecho Mishantecha. Heimo Yinach Hamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged zoriroi, dishanta vashem en roji, kosi revoya, ach tova chesa, yudufuni koyeme chayai, shafti beveis adunai, lior hechyomim, kuf, chof, aleph, 121, shir hamalos, soyinai el hori, meai in yavo ezri, ezri meim adainoi, osei shemayim vaaretz, al yitain lamot raglecho, Al yanum shomrecha, nei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, adinai shomrecha, adinai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach palayla, adainai yishmar chamikora, yishmar es nafshecha, adainai yishmar tzeitcha uvayecha, me'ata v'yad olam. 130, kuf, lamed. Shira malos, mamaki, grosicha adunai. Adoino, ishimo, bikoli, tieno, zecho, kashuvos, lakol, tachanunai. Mavono, hustishmoya, adoino, imiamod, kiimcha, slicha, liman, divare. Visi adoino, hikivsa, navshi, belivaro, chaldi. Navshi, ladoino, mishomim laboker, shomim laboker. Echei Yisrael el Adhinoi, kim Adhinoi ha-chesed v'arbe yimu fedus, v'hu yifted Yisrael, mikol havon hosav. 142, kuf, membeis. Askili David, v'so b'amara tifilo, koli el Adhinoi ezok, koli el Adhinoi eschanon, shpoch lifanov sichi, tarasi lifanov agid, Sate falai ruchi viata yidad anisivasi, v'orach zu aleich, tomnu fachli, abeit yumin hurei, v'ein lemakir abad menos v'meni ein deresh v'nafshi, ta'akti elecha adinai amarti atamachsi, chelki v'yaretz ha-chayim, akshiva al rinosi gidalo simiot, atzilein mirad fai kion su mimeni, utziya mimasker nafshi lo dos eshemecho, ויחדירו צדיקים, כי זה גמול אלוהי. אחינו כל בייס ישראל, הנשון לבצר ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המוקם ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לברכה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השלבה גלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך for Israel Defense Forces, מי שברך לחיילי צהל. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו, ויורי אלוהינו, מגבור הלבנון, ויבעד במדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבור הרבה, כל מקום שהם, ויבש ובאוויר ובים, תן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפלים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעצור את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקו, מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם. יתרם בכס הישוע ובעטרת ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכוסף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם. ילחם לכם עם אויביכם, מושיע אתכם And Omar Amen, Misha Berach, for those being held in captivity, for the hostages, Misha Berach, Abetzena, Abraham, Yitzhak, V'Yagov, Yosef, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, V'Yishmar, V'Yintzaret, Nedre, Tzvag, Anol Yisrael, U'Shvuyav, V'Eskol, Acheinu, Anisun, V'Tzor, V'Shivya, V'Akursha, Kol, Akol, Akadosh, Hazeh, Mispal, L'Avuram, Kodesh, Baruch, V'Yimalei, Racham, Imalei, Enviot, Yei, Michoshech, V'Tzamoves, Umosro sehem inatek, umitsuko sehem yoshiem, yeshive mehera lechek mishpacho sehem, yoduladi noichas, tovniflo sov, zimne hodam, kuyam behem mikroshekos, ufdeadi no yeshuvun, uvo tsiyam berina, simcha solam al rosham, tsasam visimcha yasigu, nasav yogam vanoha, minomar, amen. Would you make a mishaberach v'cholim, pray for those who are sick, please enter a name when I pass. Mishaberach, Abu Seinu, Abraham, Yitzhak, V'Yakov, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, V'Rapeh, Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Lach Yimol Yiraposo Lach Siko Lach Yoso Bishlach Lo Mehiro Refua Shelem Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Evarav Ushisa Gidav Toch Shar Chol Yisrael Refua Sanefesh Refua Saguf Hashta Bagalo Bizman Kariv Minomar Amen. Thank you very much for the honor. Surah's Tovos for all of us, for the nation of Israel.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Dabitzer. We look forward to having you back on the program in your session, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.